before me. That's a surprise. Usually you're so tired you wouldn't be able to open your eyes until I persuaded you to. But it looks like you haven't gotten much sleep. What's wrong? You had a nightmare. Let me guess. It was about what happened with Riley. You should have told me you were still shaken up by the whole incident instead of brushing it off like it was nothing and distracting yourself. Hey, don't take that tone with me. You know damn well that if you had told me, I would have listened. You should know by now that situations that bother most people don't really bother me. I'm still getting a handle on the whole feelings and emotions thing. So I need you to communicate with me here, okay? I may be abrasive and hostile and sometimes seem apathetic, but trust me. I will destroy every sorry, pathetic excuse for a human being just to protect you. You have my word on that. Come here. I'm not used to being the one being held. Well, I don't know why, but I do know you don't mind being the one who gets to suffer at another person's hands. Yes, I agree. Can't really suffer if you enjoy it. My sweet little masochist. Are you shivering because you're cold? Or from my touch, little pet? You're so cute. Especially when you're in my arms. I've grown to love your shivers of fear. Or is it anticipation? I see it every day when I catch a glimpse of you at school. Do you think I never notice you trying to avert my gaze? Running in the opposite direction whenever you see me walking down the hall with my so-called friends. Everyone thinks it's because you're terrified of me, but let's be honest. You and I both know it's because you're terrified of how you're going to react if I choose to torment you in public. You insist on playing the innocent victim in all this, garnering pity and sympathy from everyone who notices what's happening. But if they knew how much of a glutton you are for my machinations, my less than playful teasing, how do you think they'll see you? That wall built out of naivety will come crashing down and everyone will see you for what you really are. A debased, lascivious, twisted little brat, completely and utterly devoted to me. Would you like that? Would you like me to show the whole world who you really are? I thought not. But it's alright, because I want to keep it all to myself. Hey. Stop moving and just let me hold you. Why so shy all of a sudden, You don't like it when I trail my hands up and down your body like this? Aww. Don't turn away from me now, sweetheart. Now you're just tempting me to tease you more. You're sweet, innocent, cute little attempts at pretending you don't enjoy me teasing you, tormenting you. As I said, that's just fine with me. It makes breaking you all the more fun. I did just want to spend this morning cuddling with my cute little pet whilst reminding them why they're mine, and mine alone, but I think we both have something else in mind, don't we? You don't need to admit it, sweetheart, because you and I both know it. Are you going to turn around and look at me again, sweetheart?
No.
That's fine with me. Shall I add more marks to your lovely neck? The ones I left there last night look absolutely gorgeous on your skin. Cute how you think your little whines of no will stop me, little pet. If you truly wanted me to stop, you wouldn't be whimpering and whining as you are now. You wouldn't still be in my bed, pressing your back into me, allowing my hands to slip under your shirt and run down your sides. Do you want to know another reason why I chose you? Why I chose you to be my little pet instead of someone else? It's because you are so sweetly responsive to my words, my touch, even my presence. Whenever I'm around you in public, humiliating you, I can see every part of you responding to me. Your body trembles and your eyes glaze whenever I'm around you. When I realized the exact effect I had on you, I fell completely and utterly in love with you. I never gave you my heart, yet you have it, completely and entirely. Not because you bought it or threatened me for it, but by just being you. As much as I can destroy you and make you into an empty-headed little toy, so can you. Yes, really. You feel the same way. I'm so glad, sweetheart. I want you to know that I'm here for you. Always. No matter how much we hurt each other, no matter how many little games we play, I will love you with every ounce of my being. When I say there is no one who will love and obsess and possess you as much as I do, I mean it. Your eyes are glazing over, little pet. Are you falling? Shh. It's okay. I'm here. Don't be scared. I'll always be here to catch you when you fall. So fall as hard as you want. Here, let's turn you around, Face me, sweetheart. There we are. Hi. You feeling okay? Yeah? You're okay? Good. Because I'm not done with you yet. You're so needy, little pet. You're making such cute, depraved noises. My perfect little slut. I think that's enough for now. No, you don't want me to stop. Oh, is my little pet all needy for me? Do you want more? If you want more, you're going to have to ask. No, you don't want more. You don't want me to keep kissing you, touching you. You don't want me to make you feel good. You're going to have to use your words, little one. Use your words for me. That's it. Be brave for me, little pet, and use your words. You're too cute. But, since you asked so nicely, how can I refuse? Here, lay down like this. On your back. What's wrong? Feeling a little overwhelmed? No. And what is it, You don't like me on top because it scares you. Oh, poor little pet. Are you scared of what I'm going to do to you? Or perhaps you're scared of your body's reaction to me. Either way, you should be. I have proven time and time again that I own your body, your mind, and your soul. If I wanted to, I can break you right here, right now, and turn you into a mindless little fuck toy for me to play around with until I get bored. But you'd like that. Wouldn't you? You enjoy me playing around with you every day when we're in public, surrounded by hundreds of observers. You revel in my treatment of you when we're in private. So, I wonder, if I break you down, piece by piece, filling your mind, body, and soul with nothing but me, would you still enjoy it? Would you still be begging for more? I think you would. No, you wouldn't. Shall we put that theory to the test? There we are, all safe and secure. No use in trying to run from me now, sweetheart. Now, I'm going to keep this lovely, sharp knife right here, pressed into your neck. If you move, it may or may not cut you and create a lovely, crimson mess. I don't think either of us would want that. The cleanup would be ever so tedious. Now, all you have to do is stay still and be good for me. Can you do that? Good.